stories about cops, firefighters, those who sell door-to-door. Hollywood is replacing those professions, according to our new All Things Considered commentator, Gene Shepard, with heroes from their own backyard.
Hey, listen, the other night I'm watching one of these little channels, you know, that's way down at the end of the dial in television with the big high numbers. And suddenly I found myself being vastly entertained. I mean, by this ancient movie. And I was trying to figure out why I liked that movie. It wasn't because it had a star that was famous or anything. It was just what the movie did. Here it was. It was Spencer Tracy. And what do you think Spencer Tracy was doing? He was a lineman. Spencer Tracy was a high-tension lineman. You know, the kind of guy that puts these high-tension wires around the country? It was really fascinating. And then I suddenly realized they don't make movies about people anymore. All the movies I have seen in the last year are about screenwriters. And they always have a wife who's an actress. Or they're about a Broadway writer whose wife has just left them and whose daughter wants to be an actress. Or they're about an actress who has fallen in love with a screenwriter, and she feels rotten about that, as well she might feel, having seen some of the movies of some of these guys turn out. No wonder she's jumpy. But have you noticed that almost all movies now are about people who make movies? Peter O'Toole is a director. Dustin Hoffman plays an out-of-work actor. They don't make movies about guys that fix TV sets. And you know, that would be very dramatic. In fact, I have a friend who does fix TV sets, and one day he reached into a TV set and he got his hand across the wrong terminals. His hair stood up, his eyeballs spun for 3 weeks, and his wife now claims that he's gotten impotent as a result of this. Now, there is a plot. You know, the guy was attacked by a Sylvania. For National Public Radio, this is Gene Shepard.
Gene Shepard is a storyteller and actor whose observations will now be heard on All Things Considered. Consider that our early Christmas present to you.